evening. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ron Kukal, filling in for, I'm going to be your guest host tonight, filling in for Phil Turney. No pun intended. Phil is out running around the country tonight. I'm not sure doing what. I think because Veterans Day is coming up tomorrow, I think he's probably having a little celebration, and that's well and good. I really think that he really deserves it. So with the election being over and Veterans Day being tomorrow, I'm just really happy to, first of all, to be a citizen of the United States of America. God bless America is about all I can say right now. I don't know where this country's going right now. But we do have a guest on tonight that that maybe can give us a hint on what direction we're going to take. Merlin Miller was the third-party presidential, made the bid for the presidency this year on the third party, and he probably could give us a lot of insight that we don't have, we probably wouldn't have had. So I'm going to just kind of kick back here for a little bit. I'm recovering from bronchitis, and Merlin's going to get to do a lot of talking tonight, is going to be my guess. But I got a question to ask you before we get started, and first of all, I want to thank John Stadtmiller for allowing this program to go on. To Kat for her music. We had to just about dig out of the catacombs, but we found it and we found her. And so we're very happy that, they're both with us. And to go a little bit further into this, I had a question that I wanted to put out in front of everybody, and I hope you call in with your opinions and give me an answer. As one of the survivors of the USS Liberty attack, and as a former chaplain of the USS Liberty Veterans Association, a lot of things have crossed my mind over the last 45 years. One of them being I'm sort of a quite a spiritual man and a Christian man. I have often thought that when a country turns its back on its own people, are there other laws and rules that might take place, that might fall into place when a country won't even follow their own laws, won't investigate, won't do what they can to help these people that are in dire need? I would say the USS Liberty survivors are probably in about as dire need of justice as anybody that I know of. But anyway, getting back to these rules that I'm speaking about, now you can call them any kind of rules you want to, rules of the universe, unwritten rules, God's rules, as I might call them. Do you think that they fall into place when a country turns its back on its own people, on its own military, and lets them founder, so to speak? Do you think there's things that fall in place that maybe you can't see? Maybe things happen to a country that wouldn't ordinarily happen to it when they're not doing the right thing. So I ask you to ponder that question as we get into this tonight. And I want to get Merlin on right away because I got a lot of things I'd like to ask him. And I'm going to just kind of let him take the handle on this thing because I am still trying to get over this bronchitis. And so Merlin, if you're still on, if you're on right now, could you come up for a moment before the music starts? Okay.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
They said that Israeli forces knew not of the liberty's true identity, and so they took advantage of a serenity.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're coming back on to after this last commercial break, and I asked for Merlin Miller to come on just before the break. I hope he's on the phone line right now. Merlin, are you there?
Yes, I am, Ron.
Good, Merlin. I want to leave a lot of time for you to talk tonight. I don't get a chance to talk to many people that run for president, and I guess the first question is kind of a general question. Can you tell me, in your own mind, what direction do you think we're going to go in the next 4 years now? Can you give me an idea?
Well, personally, I think the nation's going to go through a period of severe testing. I think everybody anticipates something. You know, we've got that sense that we're not heading in the right direction. We haven't been for a long time. You know, for decades we haven't been. But it's accelerated here in recent years, and with this show that we've just had, which is supposedly an election, I think more and more people are realizing that the politicians in Washington, D.C. no longer represent the American people. The Democratic Party, the Republican Party represent special interests. They really have no consideration for mid-America, for the working middle class, nor do they really have consideration for our military. You know, very few politicians have even served in our military, and yet they're the ones putting our troops in harm's way. I think they personally have an attitude of, one of elitism, where they look at the military as being pawns to be used and abused and sacrificed, as in the case of the USS Liberty and in so many other events throughout history. So it's a real trying time for America. We've come to the bottom of this, to the nadir, and I'm hopeful that things are going to get actually bad enough to wake people up. And I do think it's right around the corner, and it's probably going to be economic traumas, a lot of civil strife. Hopefully they don't escalate this war on terror into a World War III. But I do have hope. I do believe that all things come around, and there's going to be goodness coming back to America, and the good spirit of America will take over again. But we haven't gotten to that point yet, and I think it's coming real soon. So I do believe in good things, and I do think that, you know, my involvement in politics was just to do what I can, you know, to enter the fray and to try to wake people up, to grow a movement, to grow a new party. And I think there are other parties out there. I think there are other efforts that are going to coalesce, and possibly a coalition effort will grow out of this that will truly represent the American people and give us the opportunity to take our republic back.
What do you think would be best for, like myself, as the average person, what would be best for us to do what we can to bring this country back to what we used to know it as? I've often wondered, you know, I try to do my part. I try to make my senators and congressmen very aware of my feelings and what I think is going on. And, of course, I've done that for the last 45 years, writing to senators, congressmen, and telling them what happened, what actually happened to us aboard the USS Liberty on June 8th, 1967. And when you said that they don't seem to represent us anymore, I couldn't agree more. I don't think they care. Just want your input on that. What can we do more of that would actually be a positive thing, I guess is the way I want to put it?
Well, in terms of writing your congressmen and your senators, I, for the most part, think that's a waste of time. I don't think they care one iota about you. Our form of representation has gotten to the point where there are so many constituents for a congressman and for the senators as well that they don't have the time nor the resources, and their attitude is that you're just another one of a large number of people that they aren't going to concern themselves with. They've got their staff and their energies, their resources are all directed towards satisfying the special interest groups that get them reelected every time. And if you look at the reelection rate of the incumbents, it's extremely high. That's because so much money is involved in the election process now. And when they get a politician, they own them. And it's a very corrupt system now. Money dictates, and the special interests, for the most part, have their puppets. And that's why we have career politicians. And, of course, the intent of our founding fathers and our constitutional intent really was for people to go to represent their areas for a very short period of time and then go back and work into their areas, and that way they'd be more in touch with their constituencies. And we've totally lost that. We have a system of elites now, and then we have the people. And then, of course, you have one party that traditionally has played to the welfare state, to those people that are in need of government, and the government has grown, and as we've evolved into having an entitlement society for a large number of people who, for the most part, aren't taxpayers, and of course, so giving tax breaks means nothing to them, just don't cut their services means a lot. Then you've got the Republicans on the other side that have traditionally represented more of your wealthy class and try to get benefits for corporate America. And, of course, they've become regarded in recent years as the war party. And so you've got your welfare party, your war party, but nothing really changes substantive between them when you have a new administration come into being. They, in my opinion, they both serve the same set of masters. These are global elites that call the shots, that determine the party platforms, that select the candidates, and through their media, which they own, have their chosen ones elected. And this election that we've just passed, in my opinion, was a foregone conclusion. And it was obvious to me at the Republican convention when Romney ignored and showed disrespect for Ron Paul and the legions of supporters that he has. Had they really wanted to make a go of this and win this election, they would have embraced Ron Paul's message and modified their platform to truly represent the needs of the American people. And when you look at these debates, you look at everything that's gone down here the last year, the real issues are not even being addressed. The American people are very concerned, of course, with jobs, and we're losing jobs because we have free trade agreements that are giving benefits to multinational corporations, to our foreign competitors, that are disadvantaging American workers and American companies with red tape and taxes, and that we can't compete against slave labor in these other countries. So financially, these politicians even aren't even addressing the real issues. We've got an immigration invasion going on, yet supposedly we have a war on terror, yet our borders are wide open. I mean, there's a major disconnect of logic there. And, of course, with about 30 million illegals in our country who, for the most part, don't respect our laws, they've broken them to come in here. They don't necessarily speak our language. They don't necessarily share our religion. They don't have our values, our heritage. They don't necessarily want to assimilate into our country. So how can they embolden and make this a better country? At the same time, they're taking jobs that the American people are without now. We've got much more serious unemployment than the government statistics would reflect. And then we've got these wars that just never end. When Obama came in, he was going to end the wars. He hasn't. And it's just a perpetuation. Nothing changes when the Democrats get in or when the Republicans get in. They're both perpetuating the same destructive policies that go counter to the American Constitution, go counter to the traditions of our founding fathers. And they're all in advancement of a new world order, in breaking down our borders, in destroying nations and not respecting national sovereignties. And I'm a nationalist. I believe that America is a unique experiment in history, and that we've got to honor our Constitution and do what we can to save this nation. And if we would follow our guidelines that our founding fathers established for us, we would again be the strong nation and could lead by example rather than trying to lead by force. So we've just got so many things at play right now that are working to destroy our nation. And a book that I wrote during this campaign season was called Our Vision for America. And kind of like common sense was for the Revolutionary Era, I wanted this to be reflecting what the problems that really and the challenges that we're faced with and what I believe the best remedies are. And we've gotten great response on it, and if anybody's interested, I suggest they take a look at that book. Because as far as what can you do, writing your congressman, writing your senators doesn't do any good because they couldn't care less. They're career politicians serving their paymasters, which they think are special interest groups. We've got to form alternatives. The alternatives in media, which is what your show is about, which is what the Internet is about. And kind of like the Gutenberg Press, hundreds of years ago, it revolutionized communications, and that's our best hope for now. We've got to continue to grow in media to provide a truthful alternative to the mainstream media, which is just lying on almost every aspect of our lives. The other thing is we've got to develop political alternatives. We can't depend on the Republican Party or the Democratic Party reforming their ways and satisfying the American people. And that's why I'm a part of an effort to build a new party. And hopefully, one thing that I want to do this spring is try to organize what we call a gathering of eagles to get patriot leaders from various organizations and groups, get party representatives from other independent parties. Excuse me, our dog just hurt somebody. But get a coalition of people to help come together and strategize to help our nation get back and get a game plan together so that we can truly represent the American people.
Yeah, I've just read yesterday, or maybe I saw it on TV, that there's about 49% of our population is on some type of government assistance. Would you care to comment on that? Do you think that is a true figure?
Oh, I believe it is. Our middle class is shrinking. Our working force is shrinking. We've got so many people, 47 million people on food stamps now, and so many illegal aliens coming into this country are getting medical.
I think music's coming on here, Merlin. I'll catch you on the other side here.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with BioSuperfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered BioSuperfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The BioSuperfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. BioSuperfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. BioSuperfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your BioSuperfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The time has finally come for the story to be told. The sure the
okay, ladies and gentlemen, Merlin, are you still here?
Yes, Ron.
Okay. Merlin, would you take the time to finish up on that last question I asked you? Then we do have a caller from New York City that we'd like to bring on, and I don't like to make him wait very long, so... appreciate it if you'd finish up on our last question, and we'll bring Johnny from New York City on after you're done.
You bet. Yeah, just to finish that thought, I think there's divisiveness going on. I think everything is happening. You know, the economic problems we're having, shipping our jobs out of the country, increasing the welfare state and having the immigration invasion. We're pitting the races against each other, the religions against each other, you know, the working class and the non-working class. Yeah, I think it's all by design to create those elements for conflict, which will be bringing us down. And one way I think they look to then try to bring the nation back, if they do intend to do that in any way, is through war. And then we can go into a whole new section on that, Ron. But please do go to your caller. I'd love to find out what he has.
Okay. Johnny from New York City, would you come up, please? Do you have a question for Merlin?
Absolutely. How you doing, Brother Ronnie and Brother Mr. Merlin? Great to speak to you. You know, Ronnie, I did interview you with Phil Torney, and thanks for filling in for Brother Phil. But, yeah, Merlin Millen is the guy we needed for president, you know, but unfortunately nobody knew who the third position party candidate was because they make the people jump through so many hoops to get on the ballots. And what I like about Merlin is that he is an anti-Zionist, and he talks about the problem of Zionism. He's the only candidate of all the fringe party candidates that addresses the core issue that Henry Ford addressed back in 1990, called the international Jew, the world's foremost problem. So thank you, Mr. Miller, for your courage in standing up for America. Because many people, even somebody just recently, said, oh, are you a white supremacist? I said, no, I am a nationalist, just like Merlin Miller just said.
Well, thank you, John. Great points. You know, and I believe we've got to go after the head of the snake and tell it the way it is. And our problems are being created by international financiers, global elites, who largely use the American Jewish community and the whole scheme of Zionism to basically try to create their new world order. And we've got to resist that, stand up for America, and put America first again.
Right. We have to put America first, second, and third. And I'm from Long Island, New York, and I was in there today in Far Rockaway dispersing some stuff with the people from Occupy, because these people were going in to do something. Now, I might not agree with everything that Occupy stands for, but they're doing something. And as I was going in there and driving to the drop-off center, who do I see but Mario Cuomo's son, Andrew Cuomo, the criminal from Albany? And I said, hey, Cuomo, you're a criminal. Where's the help for these people? Because these politicians, whether it's Cuomo from the Democratic side or whether it's a Republican from the Republican side, there's not a dime's worth of difference to them. They all bow to the altar of AIPAC, and this really should just call it IPAC, because it's the Israeli that are controlling things. And we have to tell it like it is. And Merlin, thank you so much for telling it like it is. You're the only candidate that spoke against Zionism. And this is what has put Russia backwards during World War I. They took over Germany after World War II, and they've been infiltrating our country probably since its inception.
Well, you're right, and especially I think since the mid-60s, we've seen a major infiltration into all of our government agencies, into our military, into our intelligence services. It's difficult to overcome that, but we've got to always put America first. I don't like the fact that we have dual citizens in key positions of responsibility in our country. And were I president, that'd be one of the first things I would do, is put America first people in those positions. And anybody that has a dual loyalty, they should not be in those positions critical to our security.
Absolutely, Merlin. And what is the best thing that people need to understand, would you say, about this very powerful group of people that have infiltrated our government and our finances and our institutions of education?
Well, it's a very complex problem, and the biggest difficulty we have in trying to educate people is how complex this is. And for the last several decades, really for the last 100 years, our people have been brainwashed. We've been dumbed down. We've come to accept up is down and left is right, and everything is upside down. It's an Alice in Wonderland world today. To get our people to really understand how this happens is not easy, and without a major voice in media, it's especially difficult. But I think the fact that we are getting ready to go through difficult times, those traumas, I think, are going to cause Americans to start asking questions. More and more, they'll go to the Internet for answers. They'll go to their neighbors, and that's where we have to be talking to our friends, our relations, our neighbors, and start explaining, you know, what's really behind all of this. Is this the way America was intended to be? How did we get off track? And I think one of the best things, of course, is the book that we laid out, Our Vision for America, because in a very rational way, it analyzes where we are, how we got here, and what we need to do about it.
That is a book that you have published, Our Vision for America. Is that the name of it?
It is. It is, Our Vision for America.
Fellas, I'm going to have to cut you off here. I hear the music coming on again. I think we'll have a little bit longer break after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
All right, Johnny, are you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Yeah, could you wind this up for me, please? I got two more callers coming up, and
absolutely. I would just like to say to the listeners and to Merlin, as he already knows, that usury is an essential issue to understanding war throughout history. Until you know whom has left what and when, you know nothing of history, nothing of politics, and nothing of international wrangles. And the financiers of this country and of this world happen to be very wealthy Zionist bankers. And I pray double destruction on these enemies of all humanity, because what they're doing to Muslims, they're soon going to be doing to Americans. And this is a disgrace what America's military is doing to people because of the Jewish control of over our government. Thank you.
Thanks, John. I appreciate it. So let's go on, Merlin. We've got two more coming up here. Chris in Las Vegas. Are you there?
I am here, Ron, and booyah to you there, Merlin. I appreciate your efforts and attempts to represent the country in a conservative fashion, making yourself a viable candidate.
Okay, that would be Merlin. That would be the candidate. Have you got a question for Merlin?
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, Merlin, we observe out here that the true conundrum that they selected the Zionist supporter Romney, the friend of Bibi Netanyahu, the appointee of Godet Gadiesh, the number two or three in Mossad, as the candidate of choice for the perverted Republican demon can party. And how could we possibly insult our military on the duffel blog, Ranger Up right now? It says military absentee ballots were delivered one day late. How can we insult our people who are laying their lives on the line, even though they're being duped by this Zionist conspiracy to die for the Zionists instead of for America? How can we insult them by not counting your votes?
Well, the whole election process was a scam. It was just, to me, it was just so disrespectful of the American people. But the election process is just one part of it. I mean, we've got so many other things showing disrespect to the American people now. And how do we stand up and fight this? We just do what we can. You know, we have to keep spreading the word to our neighbors and our friends. One thing that I did do here recently is I did make a trip to Iran as part of a film festival, and it was a very enlightening trip for me because it reassured in my own mind that our media is lying to the American people. They've been demonizing the Iranians and trying to pit nations against each other, all for the benefit of the Zionist movement. And it's so wrong. I met some wonderful people over there. They treated me warm and hospitably. They have great respect for American people. They don't respect our government. They know it's Zionist-controlled, and they know that they're in the crosshairs. And they've seen what's happened to Iraq and Afghanistan. These are good people that have a different faith, but a faith that respects Christianity, and they respect the American way of life. But they just want to be respected themselves. They want their national sovereignty to be honored, just like we should want ours to be honored. And by us trying to spread ill will through the world on behalf of Israel, it just makes me sick. And, of course, when you study our history and you see what's going on now in Iran, they don't have nuclear weapons development programs. I'm convinced of that. They're signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They've been open to inspections. There's no evidence. And, in fact, in the Muslim faith, the Islamic faith, they've declared a fatwa against weapons of mass destruction. They don't believe in that. And I believe that to be the situation. I believe that to be true. Their chief accusers were the chief accusers also against Iraq having weapons of mass destruction, enabling us to go to war and convincing our intelligence services to go along with them. We know truly 16 different independent intelligence agencies and services have agreed that they have no proof whatsoever that Iran is developing nuclear weapons. And the corollary to this, of course, is that Israel, we know, does have about 300 nuclear weapons. The technology and materials largely were stolen from America during the Lyndon Johnson administration. They're not signatory to the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty. They're not open to inspections. And yet they're the ones hostile in the Middle East, always attacking their neighbors, always suppressing the Palestinian people, and always pushing for America to go to war on their behalf, spend our dollars to support the Israeli defense structure, to go to war for them, put our blood on the line, put our reputation in the world on the line. It's time Americans stepped forward and said, enough of this, we're going to cut these people off. They've got to learn to behave and get along with their neighbors, or they're going to suffer the consequences. If America would have the courage to do that, these problems would end overnight, and I believe Israel would be forced to become a rational nation. And it would take the American Jewish community to stop their unquestioning support for the state of Israel. They have to put America first, not their Jewish identity and not their loyalty to a foreign nation.
Well, I certainly agree with you, Merlin. I myself am fearful that we may not ever see another selection in America. This was a selection, not an election. This was not the will of the people. This was the will of the Zionists that prevailed in this election specifically. And unless we take back our republic and get rid of this demonocracy that is a Zionist conspiracy to steal this country from us under our noses, to provide our nuclear weapons to Israel to protect it, to help it assassinate its neighboring Muslim countries, Mesopotamia, and to help us get back to our roots of what our founders dreamed this country to be, at least part of them did. We know that some of them were plotting against us as part of the elitist conspiracy of the aristocrats, of the federalist government that we have taking over our country like an octopus or a cancer over the country. The corruption is running amok. This country is dead unless we get back to Republican principles. Thank you for what you're doing, and I appreciate your efforts, and bless RBN. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris,
for that input. And Nick in Hawaii, would you like to come up now, please? Okay, I guess Nick dropped, Merlin. You know, I want to shift gears here just a little bit. An hour show doesn't really allow you to do everything you want to do. But I know that you've been working on a film on the USS Liberty. Could you tell us a little bit about, have we gone anywhere with it? Does it look like there's any chance of this transpiring? How's it going for you there, Merlin?
Yeah, I'm very optimistic now, Ron. I'd made this trip a couple of months to go to Iran, and I got to speak before some festival crowds, and the president was a part of one of those. I had a meeting a couple of days later with him. They are seeking peace. They want cultural bridges. They want to get the truth out. And one of the key messages that President Ahmadinejad gave to me was, please share with the American people that we want peace, that we aren't the warmongers. We just want to be respected as a sovereign nation. And they want the truths out, and that's what hopefully their film festival is about, is creating bridges to other cultures to get the truths out. Whether I can get funding out of this, scenario or not is questionable. I don't know. I am going back to Iran next month, not as a part of a festival, film festival, but as a part of a public relations conference that's going to take place largely for the Islamic world, to better represent themselves to the Christian world and the rest of the world with truths, not the demonization that the Zionist-controlled media is continuously selling to the American people and throughout Western civilization. And I think it's going to be a very positive conference where they're trying to develop their own tools where they can create media alternatives and a public relations campaign effort to get truths out to other nations in the world and not be dependent on going through the filters of a Zionist-controlled Western media. So I'm very hopeful that through that we may find support for False Flag. I get incredible feedback, those people that read the screenplay. And if anybody's interested, it's actually posted on our website, americana-pictures.com. On the main page, you'll see a link to the screenplay for False Flag. And it's a very timely, very critical project to hopefully wake people up to realize in an entertaining way where we can hopefully reach the couch potatoes with a story that entertains them but imparts some very critical truths about what has gone down in our history against the USS Liberty and how that connects to our foreign policy today in the Middle East. And it's a story with action, intrigue, love story to it, and it's about a journalist who has to somehow find a way and goes underground to prevent this war on terror from becoming World War III by way of a new false flag, which would implicate Iran. So very timely, very critical project. And I should know probably within the next 3 or 4 months whether or not we'll have funding for this. But I'm more optimistic now than I've been in the entire 2 years since I wrote the screenplay. So we'll know here within a short period of time whether we can be in production with this by next spring.
I've always thought, if anyone was interested, if they took the time to read the screenplay, if they took the time to see what's actually transpired here, they would be awestruck. I think this would be a barn burner if we could ever get it off the ground. And I just want to tell you that I really appreciate what you've done. You sat at my table here, I guess it's been a couple years ago now, and we talked a lot about this. And of course, there wouldn't be a better man out there to do what needs to be done for this country than you, as far as I'm concerned. And, well, an update on that is that, it can be found on the computer. And, I wish the people would take the time to read through that and, just to, see what we really know is the truth here. And the fact of the matter is that the people that are talking about this, the people that, have got the truth of this out, including myself, at one time were some of the most trusted people that worked for the United States government. Every one of the CTs aboard the USS Liberty carried a security clearance, a top secret clearance, and they just didn't hand them out during those days. Now, I don't know what they do nowadays, but I can't emphasize enough how trusted we were. And it's sad that we can't seem to get the right people's attention. Would you not agree?
I do, but I'm an optimist now, Ron, and the reason I am is because I think a lot of people in our military and a lot of people in our intelligence services are waking up to the realities. They know America's on the precipice, and I think a good number of them are starting to stand up as patriots. You're going to see a lot of intrigues going on. They're going on right now within the military and our intelligence services. There's battles being waged behind the scenes right now. But I'm an optimist. You know, the international financiers have had all the money. They've bought the politicians they've needed. They've bought the media. But people are starting to rise up and come up with some alternatives to that. And that's why I feel it's so critical for me to spend my energies trying to build a political alternative, build a grassroots movement where we have a party that will represent the people again and the national spirit of America. And at the same time, we need a voice in media. We need to make motion pictures. We need to bridge to other nations to develop media alternatives to get truths out there. And if we can do those things, we can win.
Well, Merlin, I got to tell you, it's people like you that that keep me going. I just turned 73 last month. And let me say this in all truthfulness. I think the survivors that have fought back, I would term them rode hard and put away wet. That's kind of an old country term, but you do that to a horse you don't like, and I kind of think that's been done to us. So I got to tell you that I really appreciate what you're trying to do, because you get a little weaker as you get older. I don't know if you lose your positiveness about it, because I try not to, and it's people like you that really keep myself and others like Phil Turney going. I want you to know I appreciate that.
Okay, thank you, Ron, and keep the faith, because we're involved in a spiritual war right now. This is, you know, this good versus evil, and I think this evil is very apparent in the world today, and we've got to stand up. We've got to convince people to have the courage and conviction to stand for good and to fight it, combat it, and it is a spiritual battle going on, and we're going to win, but we have to do the right things.
But, you know, it's funny you should say that. I don't know if you heard the first part of the show here where I ask about rules that must fall in place or laws that must fall in place when a country turns its back on its own people. I've always felt that a country such as ours, and I love this country, I always have, is only as good as the moral compass of the people that run it. Would you not agree?
That's true. Absolutely.
So, the things that are happening to us now, the high prices, even the horrifying storms that are coming through this country now that are about as bad as any I heard of. And why are these things happening? You know, you say we're in a spiritual battle. I believe that too. And I was hoping maybe I'd get one caller in here who would give me some input about how they feel, you know, because literally, Merlin, we have done everything conceivably possible, humanly possible, physically possible, as a group of men that were literally almost lost our lives, and we all came back a mess and still felt loved this country enough to want to tell our government the truth. What we didn't know is they didn't want to hear it. And you know that as well as I do.
Yeah, that's true, Phil. And I don't know the answers. All I know is that it's coming to a head, and it's coming to a head very soon. And in the book, Our Vision for America, I do lay out five ways that nations are being destroyed, and all five are at work in America today. And of course, the financial tyranny is part of that. Our currency has been debased, and of course, that's what's fed this monster. The Federal Reserve System has been stealing the American people for 100 years now, and financial tyranny is part of it. Of course, the military interventions are destroying us, and of course, the moral decay, as you say, the immigration invasion, we're being the white race in America is being dispossessed. Our national character and identity is being radically changed, and that's affecting our nation's viability. And then, of course, the government corruption.
I haven't read the book yet, Merlin, but I will. And one of the other things I wonder if you might have put in there, because it was taught to me so many years ago when I first joined the United States Navy, and I was on my way, going to be on my way to OCS before the attack happened, and consequently I wasn't able to do that. But do you not believe that the family unit has been destroyed? Well, here's the music, Merlin. We're going to have to take a break.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to coloradoriverlots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to try to get one more caller in here. We have a caller from Hawaii. I didn't catch the name. Are you there?
Hello?
Hello? You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, it's James. Is this Ron Kugel?
Yeah, it's Ron.
Hey, Ron, how's it going? I think Jesse's on there, too. I heard him say hello. Like he's the caller from Hawaii. Is he still on the line as well?
It was Jesse. Okay,
that's okay, yeah, Ron, whatever you want to do. I mean, he was ahead of me, so if you want to take his call for...
Let me do that.
Hey, what's going on?
Yeah, is this Jesse from Hawaii?
Yeah. Okay,
yeah,
am I on?
Yes, you are. You have a question for Merlin. We're almost at the end of the show, so you'll have to kind of Get it
well,
in there
I know. I just got cut off. How many minutes we got?
Probably less than five.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank Phil for always having this program. And my heart bleeds for all of the USS Liberty people that are gone and all of you survivors. I mean, it's insane that what our government has done to you people, it's and that we can't come to grips with it. The American people can't seem to come to grips with it. And what is that telling us? How bad off we are that we can't come to grips with it, something that, you know, is blatant. I mean, it's not like the 9/11 cover-up job, right? And, of course, we know Building 7, that was the Solomon Brothers that was wheeling and dealing with Alan Greenspan. We got the Rothschilds at the top. I mean, there's all kinds of things going on. Let me read a couple of these quick things here. Question, which country alone in the Middle East has nuclear weapons? Israel. Which country in the Middle East refuses to sign the Nuclear Nonproliferation Treaty and bars international inspections? Israel. Which country in the Middle East sees the sovereign territory of other nations by military force and continues to occupy it in defiance of United Nations Security Council resolutions? What country in the Middle East created millions of refugees and refuses to allow them to return to their homes, farms, and businesses? And this list goes on. I'm not the author of this, but I want to thank whoever put this together on the internet. I mean, this list is 3 pages long about Israel. But we have to locally try to get groups up and organize so that we can become part of a major, major movement. What comments, please?
Very, very accurate, Jesse. And I think, you know, how do we do that? We get people proactive. They've got to overcome their apathy and stand up and say, enough is enough. We're going to do something about this. But up until now, and the point was made by Ron just before the last break, how we've been attacked, our morals have been attacked, our family, our faith. That's how they've destroyed us and made us apathetic to our lives. We've got to stand up and say, we want our families back. We want our faith back. We want our nation back. And I think that's coming. We're getting close to that.
Do you want me to make a comment?
Please.
One of the things I've learned here being in Hawaii is that there's tons of Asians. Their concept of group function is not like ours. We were brought up as individuals, individual, individual. So we can't come together. We don't know how. These people know how. They group together. They work together. But we can't do that.
We're trying to do that right now, Jesse, through our nationalist movement. We'll see what we can do this year.
The group is coming up, fellas. We're at the end of the show. I'm very sorry. Thank you all for calling in. And Merlin, thank you so much for being on with me tonight.
Thank you, Ron. I enjoyed your callers.